and I've gained $10 and lived. They call me the boy who lived. Let's take away the happiness right now with a Woody and Jim joke off. If you're not familiar with how it works, we tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh is the loser.
Who will break down first?
We'll find out now.
Woody, what do you call someone who tells dad jokes but isn't a dad? A faux pas.
Jim, why are Christmas trees so bad at sewing?
I don't know.
They keep dropping their needles.
Woody, crows have lost their ability to communicate.
Really?
Scientists are scrambling to find the cause.
The cause. Ouch. Jim, I had a dream that I was a muffler.
Really?
I woke up exhausted.
My car broke down somewhere between the marina and the Hallmark store. I was stuck between a dock and a card place. Oh, you liked that one, didn't you?
Got a brief smirk. Brief smirk. Jim, I was so poor that I rub, cologne samples from magazines on me. People say, hey, what are you wearing? I say, page 16.
Our boss, Atticus, he calls me the computer.
Really?
Not because I'm super smart or anything, but because I go to sleep after 15 minutes if left unattended.
Almost. Jim, what do grapes sing during the holiday season?
I have no idea.
'Tis the season to be jelly. Ouch.
Let me just bang my head on my microphone. Woody, if you'd like to sponsor me, I'll be running a .00002K this weekend in an effort to raise awareness for laziness. I think you just laughed.
That was a hiccup. Okay, it was a laugh.
See, the thing that made all you right. laugh, for sure, was...
was denying not, that I was laughing.
Not believing your own lie.
Okay, all
you
right.
You laughed.
You win.
And the video will prove it.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
In a rare occurrence yesterday, our Tennessee Titans and Nashville Predators both won.
Yeah.
Yes. The Titans are now 3-12. Take that, NFL.
Some encouraging signs.
Yeah, it was. Actually, Cam Ward looks pretty good, you know. And we've sadly, you know, moved ourselves out of contention for the number one pick now in the draft.
But it's okay.
I think we're all right. I think we're going to be good.
The hometown fans hadn't seen a year, hadn't seen a win for at home.
It was an 11-game losing streak at home.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, snap that streak.
So there was a vault that was opened inside a bank in Canada, and it hadn't been opened in 100 years, and they found a suitcase, and that suitcase was owned by a princess from, like, Austria-Hungary.
Really?
Who had moved there after World War I.
Wow.
And inside the case was jewels and tons of precious gems. And, in fact, one diamond, a yellow diamond, was 137 carats.
Wow.
So they're like, it was an absolute find. I guess history thought they were gone forever.
Wow. So they can put them in a museum or do something with them?
Now the assume. Fight begins of who they belong to.
Yeah,
they belong to the country or to the family that, I guess, kept paying the rent on letting that suitcase be in the vault.
Yeah. Be one of those, like, you know, where you buy the whole storage unit thing.
Right. Storage wars.
Jake Paul, influencer and boxer, had a big fight over the weekend with Anthony Joshua, and he got knocked out and broke his jaw.
So we all won.
Yes, so he can't talk for like a long time, so that's awesome.
Sweet. Early Christmas gift.
His dinner through a straw for the next 6 weeks. How was our weekend?
It was great for Gina and her husband. Friday, she had her baby, baby Paisley, 7 pounds, 18 inches long.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing great.
Just a beautiful, beautiful baby. And she's posted a lot of pictures. And, of course, getting acquainted with their dog, Ford, and all kinds of stuff like that. But, yeah, just it's so great. Just a miracle.
Yeah. So
love it.
Her wish came true, which was have the baby before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. And, so we're so super happy for them. That's so awesome.
They're doing great. My weekend was just nonstop Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
Which was great. I went to a party at a friend's house on Friday night. And then I had a Christmas breakfast on Saturday morning with my men's group. Went to the same restaurant for lunch with some other friends.
Oh, okay.
I've just been shoveling.
Do they see, oh, you're here again?
No. You know why? Because, like, new shifts had come in.
Oh, okay.
Of course, I was still there, but all their employees turned over.
Rotating the employees while you're still sitting there.
So it was awesome, but it was a weekend of just shoving food in my mouth and with good company.
Yeah. Friday night, we went to Kevin and Shelley's. That is the in-laws of my son, Jeff. And I had the white Christmas party. They had custom T-shirts made because it's the 25th year they've done it.
Wow, that's
where
a record.
Everybody gets together, watches the classic white Christmas movie, and all sings along and makes, you know, awkward comments during the movie.
That's a good tradition.
That's what I did. Saturday, because I just like torturing myself, I went to Walmart on the Saturday before Christmas.
Eek.
And I actually just went in there to buy a few things, and I'm walking around with the shopping cart, and I'm muttering to myself, this was a huge mistake. And I heard people around me go, yes, I agree.
You probably, without knowing it, we're all saying it in unison. Every shopper inside is going, this is a huge mistake.
Why did I do this to myself? Woody and Jim Mood Boost.
When you get pulled over for speeding, don't you wish that the arresting officer had a heart that grew 3 sizes that day? That kind of happens. So in the Florida Keys, there is a cop named Al Caputo, and he is a longtime police officer there who dresses up like the Grinch every Christmas time.
Really?
And if you are in the school zone and you're speeding, he pulls you over.
Dressed as the Grinch.
Completely, from head to toe. But if Officer Al takes it upon himself to have a heart and you weren't speeding a lot, he will give you a choice.
Yeah.
You can have the ticket, but if you want to get out of the ticket, you can eat an onion right there.
Right, just grab it and eat it like an apple.
Exactly. And he says,
it's amazing.
Sometimes people take it up.
You see that? A gift from the Grinch. How does that? That's better than a citation, isn't it? I'll tell you what, you sprinkle a little of that behind your ears, the guys will go crazy. And not only that, you get love life advice right here in the school zone.
Enjoy onion breath the rest of the day.
Fun Grinch cop.
I love that. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Eye Floaters, those squiggly jelly things that are in the corner of your eye. Where do those things come from?
No idea.
First of all, I'll preface it by saying my girlfriend, Melissa, who I love very much, she loves yard sales. So she goes to a lot of yard sales. And she bought some little plastic Christmas trees.
Okay.
Got about 5 of them and got them for like $1 a piece. We have a couple at home on the front porch. She made me bring one into the studio.
Yeah, this one's like about a foot and a half tall.
Yeah. And so there's a couple left. So she said, well, I'll just sell those on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
And I said, okay. So she says, you know, I said, you know, because on Facebook Marketplace, they always say like, oh, yeah, I'll give you like $10 for 2 of them. Where do you live? And then you get that moment of panic, like, I don't want to give you my address. I don't want to put my address on the internet and let people do it. So you always find a neutral location to exchange the goods for money.
I'll meet you in the parking lot of the police station.
Yeah, and so that's pretty much exactly what happened. But she's saying, well, you're going out to Walmart anyway. Would you mind stopping by the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department parking lot and making an exchange with a woman named Jessica who wants to buy these 2 little Christmas trees for $10? And I said, you don't want to do it? I said, she said, no, I'm afraid, you know, to be honest, I'm afraid of being robbed or killed. And
but I'm okay with you.
But I'm
being
okay
robbed
with you doing. So I figured if you're, a man shows up, I don't know what her theory was, but she says you're going to be going out anyway.
Sure.
Why don't you do this? And I said, all right, well, I would give you $10 to not do this. And she goes, well, no. Then she'd say bad things about me on the internet. I'd get, bad reviews.
Yeah. You don't
on
want a Facebook marketplace shaming going on.
So I went, all right. So I was going to go out anyway. So I go to the, downtown in Murfreesboro and go to the Rutherford County Sheriff's Police Department parking lot. And I'm standing there with the two little Christmas trees.
Doesn't look weird at all.
It doesn't look weird at all. And so a car pulls up and the guy gets out and he goes, are you selling those trees? I went, yeah, I'm waiting for a woman named Jessica. And he says, yeah, my name is Derek. I'm Jessica's boyfriend. And she sent me over here because she was afraid of being killed or robbed.
So both of the women involved.
They chickened out and made us do
sent
it.
Sent the guys.
So me and Derek are there going like, all right, well, you got $10? I went, all right. Oh, the exchange was made.
And here you are on the show. So
that's right.
As proof you weren't
alive and I
killed and murdered.
And I've gained $10 and lived. They call me the boy who lived. Ready for that gender wars thing? As always, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Got some trees in the way. You need them out of there. You call our friends at Tree Fellers. You can find them online, localtreefellers.com.
They cut, you chill.
Woohoo!
Here's a Get Acquainted question. Starting with April, tell us a book or movie that changed your life.
The Giver.
Oh, I love The Giver.
Mm.
Yeah, that's classic.
It gives me nightmares, and I, to this day, as an adult, still have the same reoccurring nightmare of a voice talking to me in my sleep, telling me to do a job I don't want to do.
Oh,
wow.
It's like...
And then you wake up in the morning and you have to go to a job that you don't want to do. The prophecy has come true.
What about you, Josh? A book or a movie that changed your life?
Probably Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut. I don't have nightmares, and it probably didn't change me for the worse. It actually made me want to read more, learn more stuff. So,
nice.
Yeah, I went through a Kurt Vonnegut phase for a while. Yeah, he wrote some good stuff.
Let's begin.
All right, April, here we go. Multiple choice. Does Callaway sell bowling balls, golf balls, or basketballs?
Golf
balls.
Correct.
Good job.
Josh, does a monthly pack of birth control pills come with 28, 30, or 32 pills?
30.
No.
28.
You got 2 days, you're on your own.
I don't know. I'm a guy. I can't explain it. Just the way it is.
All right. Take a big lead here, April. How does James Bond like his martinis served?
Screw.
Okay. All right, using the screw.
Throwing it to you, Josh.
You said, how does James Bond like his martinis?
Yes. Do you have an answer?
Shaken, not stirred.
Shaken, not stirred.
That's correct.
There you go. Had to work on your imitation. Good job. We're tied up now.
Josh. Your recipe calls for cardamom. What is that?
A spice?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Now Josh has the lead.
All right. Here we go. April, name one of the snacks they mentioned in the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Peanuts, Cracker Jack.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, we're all tied up again.
All right, Josh, you have a chance to win it here. What pop singer is in the Hulu show Only Murders in the Building?
Selena Gomez.
Yes!
Yes, that is correct.
Yay.
And Josh, you are the winner. Congratulations.
Well done. For you, we have a pair of VIP passes to the Jack Daniels tent by the stage at the Jack Daniels New Year's Eve Live Nashville Big Bash.
Nice.
The Bicentennial Mall. That includes a heated tent, which is gold.
That's going to be awesome, yeah.
A cash bar, light food, and a special access for viewing the acts on the stage. And there are plenty. Lainey Wilson, Jason Aldean, you name it.
Wow, it's going to be a big night.
Yeah, so enjoy that. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally hits 93.3.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
I think all the people that want some kind of justice out of the Epstein files will probably never get it, as they released a ton more with so many things redacted.
Yes.
That people are going, well, there's hundreds of pages that are just nothing but black highlighter.
Yeah, with like a couple of words here and there. Yeah.
And there was some stuff that was put up on, I guess, the Department of Justice website, and then those disappeared.
Yeah, some that of them just have reappeared, but it's like, it's all really sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we're ever going to get the answers some people want.
Yeah. It's the government. We can't trust them for anything. There is a woman, a teacher named Glenda Atkin, who is at Westmoreland High School in Sumner County. She's broke the world's record, the Guinness Book of World Record, for a female teacher in staying at one school for the longest time. She's been at that school, Westmoreland High School, for 61 years.
Wow.
I mean, she started teaching in 1964.
That's incredible.
They've renamed the library in her honor, and there's no mention of her retiring, so she's keeping going on.
That's like, amazing.
Going to set a record nobody will be able to break.
They that better is, keep giving her raises and stuff,
right?
Because she knows where the bodies are buried.
Exactly.
In school.
Hey, think about that. She started teaching right after President Kennedy was assassinated.
Whoa.
Wow.
So at the movies this weekend, the number one movie was the latest Avatar movie, which everybody always says, they made another one of those. Who cares? A lot of people care, apparently.
Yeah.
Made $88 million here and $350 million worldwide. It's on its way to doing what all Avatar movies did, which is about $2 billion.
Wow.
So we were doing some celebrating over the weekend, and I get together with a group of guys on Saturday mornings every Saturday, and we've been doing that for forever.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's great. And every year we go, instead of getting together at church, we'll go to breakfast somewhere.
Okay.
So we go to the Flat Tire Diner in Hermitage, great place, and the group is there. And one of the guys that moved away to Phoenix actually flew in to visit and go to the Christmas breakfast.
Oh, that's really cool.
Super cool. My friend Steve. And so he flies in, and he's got just carry-on stuff because it was kind of a quick trip.
Right.
And we start doing the white elephant exchange at the table.
Always fun. Right?
So we're giving gifts, and he opens up his gift, which ended up coming from one of the other guys who was just trying to clear things out of his garage. So the first thing he opens up is this, like, giant hole punch, which is like this big stabby screwdriver kind of thing.
Oh, in case you had to punch holes in a lot of things.
Yes. And he's like, well, thanks, but they're not going to let me on the plane with
this.
Oh,
my God, yes. Yeah.
So we kind of go around.
It's like giving somebody a sword.
So later he gets a chance to open up a different gift.
Okay.
And it was this giant knife.
It looked
like Crocodile Dundee was going to carry this thing around.
That's, like, not a knife. That's a knife.
I can't bring this on the plane either.
Yeah, I'd go back to the hole puncher.
We were kidding with him, like, oh, yeah, the next one's going to be a bomb. Oh, it is. It's a copy of Snow White on DVD.
That's right. He tried to take a bomb on a plane.
For closure,
yes.
We allowed him to trade it in for another one, and it was scratch-off lottery tickets.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, that's safe.
But then he scratched them off and gave them to me. He's like, I can't turn these in back in Phoenix.
Right.
Because they were Tennessee lottery things. So, I win.
All right. Another Woody and Jim joke off. Bad jokes. Dad jokes. Back and forth. You know how it works. First person to laugh is the loser.
All right. Let me have it.
Jim, the police came to my house and said my dog was chasing a kid on a bicycle.
Really?
I said, my dog doesn't even have a bicycle.
Woody, helpful tip.
Mm.
They say after COVID, to restore your sense of smell, you should sniff rosemary, but ask her first.
Jim, I stopped a snowman from digging through my basket of carrots.
Yeah?
I said, don't pick your nose. Carrot nose. Snowman.
Woody, I used cash yesterday at the store.
Really?
I think I'm going to go home and operate my cotton gin and then ride my horse into town to get some provisions.
Got to go into town, get some feed with Paul. Jim, why don't dinosaurs give Christmas gifts?
I don't know.
Because they're all dead.
That almost got me. What if you buy a head of cabbage at Kohl's? You also have to buy shredded carrots and mayonnaise. It's Kohl's Law.
Oh. Jim, how does Darth Vader know what he's getting for Christmas?
I don't know.
He can feel his presence.
Oh my God, I almost laughed. Woody, growing up, I always wanted to be stupid rich.
Yeah?
I'm halfway there.
That's good. Jim, what goes oh, oh, oh?
I don't know.
Santa Claus walking backwards. Moonwalking, if you will.
Woody, I've been teaching my dog to fetch tools from my workshop. He's not perfect, but he knows the drill.
Jim, I saw Bob Marley cooking. I said, what you making?
Oh, my God.
That's so terrible.
Two tips for Christmas. One, forget the past. You can't change it. Mm. And two, forget the present. I didn't get you one.
Jim, what do you call a caveman who wanders aimlessly?
I don't know.
A Neanderthal.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh.
Okay.
Not a great joke, but I was worn down. I almost laughed a bunch of times.
It was. What are we doing today?
I've got barbecue in the slow cooker.
Ooh.
It went in about 4 o'clock this morning. And then the kids are coming over for dinner and movie night.
Oh, nice. Very cool. I realize that there is a couple, you always forget last minute things you have to get for Christmas presents. So, yeah, a couple people I still have to buy here. Sarah, I may have to go battle the crowded Walmart again. Because I love it.
Because you are a glutton for punishment.
I go in with a suit of armor and a sword. Make my way to where I have to buy something. You guys, take it easy. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3.